right, and welcome back. It's wonderful again to be with you in this avenue. I'm so thankful that we do have this avenue to broadcast the word over the air. So it is, I am so thankful to be with you again and the gospel truth. I am your host, Daryl Carnegie, and we're going through Matthew 24 as Jesus was answering a question to his disciples about how can we know the end of time. The last podcast, we talked about the end of the age and the end of the world. And so I hope you guys went on and studied a little bit more and take those. I hope you take these verses that were given out and kind of dive into them and study them out for yourself. It's very important. We're going to see that in this study as well as we continue on in Matthew 24. And we'll probably move on to verse 4 today. So we want to go back to the answer of our Lord to his disciples' question concerning his coming again at the end of this age. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That's verse 4. This verse is both a sign and a warning. You see, the last days says, now, from the mouth of our Savior, will be a time of deception. It's significant that the first of many signs in this passage is a warning against the deceptions of men concerning the return of Christ. So it's very important that we focus on that just for a moment, because how significant? Well, when we consider the confusion of religious circles in these days in which we live, never before in all history have there been such division in denominations and different sections of the church. There's so many, over 500 different denominations, sects and cults, and all of these, they claim that they are right and all others are necessarily wrong. One says this and another says that. And what can we believe about these things? Who, after all, is right? Where is the truth found? You see, Jesus answers these questions in this first warning. Listen to his words. Take heed that no man deceive you. The test is this. Is it the word of God or the opinion of a man? Only as we turn to the word of God can we be sure that we have not been deceived by men. You know, it's said that a new cult or sect springs up at least once a month in the United States alone. And no matter how fantastic or fanatical its teachings may be, or how wild its claims may be, you know, there's always those who are willing to be deceived. So how timely is the warning of our Lord Jesus Christ? Take heed that no man deceive you. And after our Savior has issued this warning, he adds at least 9 more important signs in the next few verses of Matthew 24. And they are this. And Jesus answered unto them, and he said unto them, take heed that no man deceives you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated for all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And that's verses 4 through 14. So there are a number of signs which the Lord mentions here in this passage, and I'll enumerate them for you. Increase of deception, false Christ, wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilences, simultaneous earthquakes, racial intolerance and persecution. We have independability of men, false prophets, apostasy, universal preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. You see, here, there are 10 signs, including the one of deception, which will characterize at the end of the age and the return of Christ. You see, if you're inclined to find fault with these, then just remember you're criticizing the words of the Lord Jesus, because these are his words. They're not mine. They're his words, because he was answering his disciples as they questioned him. What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the age? The objection is raised that all these signs mentioned by Jesus have been present throughout this entire dispensation. Men tell us there have always been false messiahs. There have always been wars, pestilences, famines, earthquakes, and race strife, apostasy, and violence. This is only partly true. However, the last of these signs, the universal preaching of the gospel, has never before been possible in history as it is today. I mean, think about it. Here we are on a podcast where millions have access and can listen just to the words of our voice. And, we have the websites, we have live streams, we have Facebook Live, YouTube Live, different avenues of live to where we can get out amongst all nations and preach the gospel. You know, it's all available to us, and it doesn't cost a dime. That's the crazy part. That's the wonderful part. So preaching the gospel has never been easier as far as universally as it is today. And the last one of these signs, the universal preaching of the gospel, has been fulfilled in these very days that we're living. So That's another great point, but then here is another point to be emphasized. While all these 10 signs, verses 4 through 14, with all of these, with the exception of the last one, have occurred throughout history, they have never, and I want you to hear me because it's very important, even though they've occurred throughout history, they have never been present, all of them, at one and the same time. Listen again. Never before have all of these signs occurred simultaneously. It was the Lord Jesus himself who said these words. Listen. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. That's Matthew 24:33. So we assert confidently that his coming is drawing near. For the first time in history, all these signs are present at one and the same time. So how important then is it to face the most pressing question? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? When he comes, the door of salvation will be closed forever, and all who have heard the invitation but have willfully refused to accept, trust him now and be saved. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. I hope you've decided to follow Christ, and that's the gospel truth.